It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Fairbanks, welcome to our show. We are a taped program. It is the Saturday before Christmas, and all through the house, there's good feats going on. The smells are incredible. You're thinking of food. You're thinking of friends. You're thinking of family. Tomorrow's our day. Welcome to the Tonight Show. But before we get in too far into it, I want to thank our sponsors for what they do and give you a little shout-out for Bobby's Downtown Restaurant. They have this bar top special there, and I had the French dip with the French onion soup for $12, and it was killer, incredible. Get down there, have it. Best deals in town are at the bar top special at Bobby's Downtown Restaurant. It's 35 below. We're enjoying ourselves. We're Fairbanksons. We can get through this. I have in the studio with me tonight a very good friend, a very good Fairbanks foodie, Nadine Winters. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing well. Where did we eat?
Your
recommendation.
Yes, it was my recommendation because I love ramen. I love anything oriental soup. It's Oisha Bakery and Ramen, and it's off of Illinois, kind of
hidden
in this kind of industrial, but there's signs on Illinois right by the GVA building.
You turn west on Charles Street.
Exactly. And then follow the signs. And it's kind of in this industrial area, but lovely inside.
Good food. First of all, good food.
Oh, yeah, good food. Good food. I had seafood ramen. I'd say excellent. Very, very good. And the other thing, I always appreciate of this because it's not my skill set. I get this bowl of ramen, and it's like, it's pretty.
I know.
It was a work of art.
And she started, Fairbanks, she started going, I can't do that. How come I cannot do it? I think the term you said was, I suck at presentation.
I do. But so I'm very
you slop on the gruel.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good at flavors and stuff. But anyway, so it was
they
lovely.
They made it look good.
They made it look good, and it was quite, I mean, I ate the whole bowl of ramen. It's probably because it's 35 below and we need more calories. But
it was very good tasting.
It was very good, yes. Yes.
Oh, 35 below, and I needed all the calories I had, too.
Yes, and I have to say, that curry on yours was excellent.
I had the combination plate. What it is, Fairbanks, is you get a main dish, and my main dish was chicken, and then I love the wet, sticky rice, so it came with that. Then I got a curry, a vegetable curry, and as soon as they put it down, you could smell it. I even said to Nadine, you got to try this. After I had just about all of it, okay, you can try some now.
It was very, very good.
And then my third side on it was the very good potato salad.
With Kewpie mayo.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know until recently was a thing, but I've seen more and more recipes call for specifically Kewpie mayo, and I think it just is sweeter than others, I think is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was very happy with it. I used the chopsticks correctly.
I use chopsticks because it prevents me from wolfing my food down. It makes me slow down.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, the chicken was not dry. It was tender. It was a teriyaki-style chicken. But a good recommendation. I'm glad that you brought me over there. I was wondering where they went. They used to be on Driveway Street there.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I would add is that the bakery part of things, they had some exquisite desserts. I mean, exquisite. They had this holiday special that was like a chestnut chocolate roll thing. It was like, ugh. And then they had a chocolate and raspberry mousse cake that was like stunning.
Yeah, a work of art.
Yes, very much so.
They are very good at presentation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they have the sign up there, you know, help wanted, you know, part-time, full-time friend, part-time, full-time kitchen. Yeah. And so, hey, yeah. they're, you know, like everyone else in the food service industry, they need people.
Mm-hmm.
But high recommendation. Thank you for bringing me there.
Yes.
I enjoyed it. I had the kombucha apple.
That's supposed to be healthy, right?
Yeah.
I enjoyed
it. Yeah. So what the heck?
There you go.
So you like ramen.
I love ramen.
Oh, one more time. You really, really, really like ramen.
I like pretty much, I have, I have a repertoire of Asian style soups that I have a ramen one, a miso ramen. I have a Korean one that is with pork, and I have one that's I think Mongolian with Lhasa paste. I just like playing around with the soups because you can kind of be creative with them, and then they're very different, like Korean versus Japanese versus this one with the Lhasa paste. Very different flavors, and so I like that they're. It just kind of depends on your mood, you know. But you know, basically all of them have garlic, ginger, and onion in them. But then wild variations, not wild, but significant variations after that. And the other thing is if you do it on a Sunday, make a big pot of soup, smells up the house.
You know, on Christmas Day?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, that'd be a good thing for Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, on our way over here, you were talking about a Polish pickle soup.
Yeah.
So let's go there.
Okay, I know this sounds weird, but I was watching a TV program and it was a celebrity cooking thing, and the celebrity won for Polish pickle soup. And I would not have, I mean, obviously, I was like,
but your dad's Polish.
My dad's Polish, and we did not grow up on Polish pickle soup. A lot of pickles, no Polish soup, though. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to start Googling this. And I looked, and a lot of it was made with frozen vegetables and frozen potatoes. But essentially, what it is it's a. So I made it, and I used real potatoes and real vegetables. I don't have a lot of frozen stuff. And it has – it's like got the essence of – it's addictive. It's like a creamy potato soup with good vegetable undertones. And you can't kind of go, oh, there's pickle in that. But you go – it's like it's just this hint of pickle juice flavor in there. It was
– almost like a dill.
Yeah, and then I put chopped fresh dill on the top just to kind of bring that out.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, it was stunningly good.
So where is a good recipe location?
Just Google. I would say to start, the easiest one is it's actually Kristen Bell or Kirsten Bell. Just Google Polish pickle soup, and what comes right to the top is one by this. That was the celebrity that won the show. And I think she's on Good Morning, one of those morning news shows or something, too. And that one pops up, and you can use that. But there's also, like, one from Bon Appetit, I think, food. There was actually a surprising number.
There's a couple of them, yeah. So you can pick and choose what you would like to create.
Exactly. And I like the fresh versus the frozen, and that actually, because I think you get more flavor, kind of. And a couple of them you can just do in the crock pot. I didn't, because my crock pot wasn't big enough. You need a Le Creuset for that.
You do the Mondo size.
Yeah. Well, 8 cups of liquid, you know.
You're going to lose a lot of crock pot real fast.
And the good thing is that, you know, I've given it to quite a few family and friends. Well, no family up here, but quite a few friends. And the response was all, this is addictive.
Addictive. Addictive soup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun when you come and stumble across something and you go, what the heck is that? And then you kind of play around with it and it turns out really great.
Christmas, what are you cooking tomorrow?
I'm only doing desserts.
What's your dessert?
I've said this before.
Say it. The ladyfingers. Do it.
Pumpkin caramel tiramisu. I finally ordered ladyfingers. I gave up local. I ordered them from Amazon and I'm doing pumpkin caramel tiramisu.
With the ladyfingers. How do you do pumpkin?
Caramel tiramisu? You just make caramel, and then, like, normally with it, and you have those ladyfingers, and so basically you make caramel, then you soak the ladyfingers in the caramel, and that's like a layer, and then you have a pumpkin. You just get, you know, pumpkin, and I think add probably cinnamon, nutmeg, very little, not hardly any sugar, and then that's a layer, and then you do another layer of those caramel-soaked ladyfingers, and then the top is a layer of mascarpone and whipping cream combined with a little bit of bourbon in it. Yeah, I can't go wrong with that. So, if you have people that don't drink, just leave the bourbon out. But yeah, it's that's how you do it. It's really not that hard, and it's a keeper.
Is it hard for you just to only bring a dessert?
Yeah. Totally.
I had to ask the question.
I
sometimes you want to release the Kraken, but you're being caged.
Exactly. And so I was like, that's exactly right. I'm like, oh, well, maybe I should just bring an appetizer, too, because
you're going to bring something else.
Yeah, I know.
What are you going to bring?
Well, I have this variation of the 7-layer dip that, which is not my favorite thing, but this one is made with smoked salmon. And then the cream, and then there's a layer of a mixture of cream cheese, goat cheese, and beet horseradish. And then it has a little layer of red onion and chopped radish. And then it has a layer of capers. But of course, the so it's
and
like
a layer
seven,
of capers.
Mm-hmm, well, just a sprinkling. Okay. So it's pink, you know, from the salmon is kind of orange. The beet horseradish mixture is pink. And then the green of the capers, and then the red onions and the radishes. It's actually quite pretty. And it just, it's very, very tasty. Very tasty. And a little lemon. There's some lemon rind in there to lighten it up a bit. So that's my, it's my new favorite seven-layer dip.
That sounds so delicious.
Well, and amazingly easy. You know, they say you're supposed to put it in a mold, and I forget that.
Just
get a Pyrex container, line it with plastic, and
there you go.
And then I just, when I wanted it to get compacted, I thought, how am I going to do that? Because it's a round container. So I got a Ziploc bag full of water, and I set it on top overnight because it gets all the entire surface.
Yeah.
I thought I felt like MacGyver on that one. like, oh, this will compress this.
Or Julia Child.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yes, yeah. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? What are you doing for Christmas? What are you cooking?
Well, I'm going to be cooking for the dispatch center, the Fairbanks Emergency Call Center.
Oh.
The people who work down there, they put in so many days straight. 12 to 20 days straight without a day off, and 12 to 16 hours a day at times.
Oh, yeah.
And the person who always, a pastor, used to always cook them a meal, a nice meal on Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I did it at Thanksgiving. I made a nice turkey, and I got stuffing over at the bread line and pecan pie and stuff like that. So this at Christmas, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a beef Wellington for them.
Ooh, nice.
And then I'm going to make a vegetable risotto.
Oh, very nice.
With probably some mushrooms in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll make a handcrafted Caesar salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll think of something else, you know, but
you
know.
If you want help with dessert, I could do.
Yeah, if you got extra, you know.
Might.
The ladyfinger tiramisu.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Might do that. Okay.
Yeah, so, but it's for them. And Christmas Eve, I'm going to a very nice soiree. Going to enjoy myself. It's one of those where it starts at 5 and people just come through. You know, you can get 20 to 30 people through the night.
Yep.
Say hello, have a couple bites, and I'm gonna bring a risotto over to that. Ooh. I've not determined what artistic interpretation of risotto I'm going to do yet.
Mushroom.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Don't you think?
I love a mushroom risotto.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be the preliminary of the risotto that I do the next day.
Yes.
But in a bigger, you know, it'll be for 20 to 30 versus 5 to 8.
Right, right.
And so this is what I told the ladies in dispatch. Look it, the police are downstairs. They know you have good food. They're going to want to have some too.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come through that door, you got to tell them, you got to do some real sucking up to us. You know, I mean, not a little bit of sucking up.
A lot.
Police officers, if you want the good, great food,
right.
Some real, we want to hear some good sucking up. Yeah. Otherwise, get out.
Yeah, exactly.
They like
make
my
it worth
attitude.
Their while. Yeah.
Yeah, they like my attitude.
Yeah, make it worth their while.
And so I'm just going to enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And just see what the day brings.
Just curious on the risotto. Do you just do yours the traditional way, like cooking with a hot liquid? Because someone told me that you can make, they have a really nice recipe for a butternut squash risotto, but they do it in the Instapot. And they said it's delicious, and I was very skeptical.
I've never used an Instapot.
Meaning, well, I have one. I just haven't used it.
Yeah, I've never used an Instapot. And there's a couple ways to do risotto. If I'm doing a big risotto, you know, for like what I'm going to do here. I do it in a cast iron cooking pot, you know.
Oh, like, yeah.
And what I do is I put in about 70% of the liquid, then leave it for about 20 minutes. Then I put in the other, then I stir it in, and I put in the other 30% of the liquid, then stir it around, and leave it for about 10 minutes, and I put the cheeses in there. And in the second round, I put in my mushrooms or whatever.
Okay. Right.
And it comes out great.
Okay.
If I'm making it for like 3 or 4 people, then I do the traditional way.
Just on the stove, cooking, stirring.
Yeah, but the other way with my lodge pot, you know, I will before I put the liquids in, I will saute up the onion in there, the garlic in there. I'll put the rice in, then I'll put the white wine in there, or if I'm going to use that, and then after that's absorbed in, then I put in the large amount of liquid. Cover it. come back 20 minutes later, one third of amount of liquid, stir it all together, cover it, walk away. It's an interesting way. I read it in Cook's journal, this technique. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I make a lot of risotto for a lot of people.
Right.
And this allows me to visit with the people while I cook the risotto.
Fairbanks,
we're going to take a commercial break for our wonderful sponsors. We'll be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Nadine Winters. How are you doing, Nadine?
Excellent.
Now, it's not the Christmas season for me until I buy the crushed tomatoes, number 10 cans, over at Costco. And I start, and I got six of them this year to make my pasta sauce.
Yes, I've benefited from that in the past. It's very good. Very good.
And so this year I'm starting to make my baskets up and I'll start delivering them. But I so enjoy giving out a consumable at Christmas, food. Mm-hmm. And so what I do is I over at Safeway, they have my favorite pasta, the DeSico size 24 rigatoni noodle, and my pasta sauce at my grandparents brought over from Italy that my mom taught me how to make goes perfect with it. Then I give a nice bottle of red wine. Then I get a little package of the small North Pole coffee. Tom Bartel's company there. He's a great guy. And so I put that in there. Then I put some Italian cookies in there.
Nice.
Some
nice
candy, a card. And here you go. Here's your Italian dinner for two or three.
Exactly. That's an excellent idea.
Yeah. And that's when I get into the Christmas mood. Now, when I'm done, my kitchen looks like a mob hit happened in it.
Yeah.
Because,
sauce
is just splattering everywhere because I'm cooking it for 6 to 7 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting. My mom told me that the sauce is done when the first thing you do is you flavor your oil with onion and garlic, and then you remove the onion and garlic, then you put in your crushed tomatoes. And the sauce is done when the oil comes back up to
the
top. Ruby red.
Really?
Ruby red.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
That's when you know it's done.
Oh, wow. And that. Oh, but you actually take them out. So you like flavor the oil and then take the onions and garlic out?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I have to say, I've had that in the past. Very, very good. And I think that's who wouldn't want to get like a consumable or food?
Christmas.
Certainly for me. That's a good Christmas.
We do have a show called Fairbanks Foodies that we are on. No, I don't want a consumable at Christmas.
No.
And you better have a nice bottle of wine from Italy.
Exactly.
Of course, of course. You know.
Yeah,
that's
and
how we
dessert,
are.
Then coffee for afterwards with your dessert with your biscotti.
Yeah,
oh, there you go.
Not. It's not an Italian coffee.
Mm-hmm. It's North Pole,
but close enough.
Yeah, exactly.
It's from a local.
Exactly.
And so I enjoy doing that. It gets me in a great Christmas spirit and mood, and it's a great way of giving. You know, you're always saying to yourself, what are you going to give to people? And so I give it out to people who've made me successful in business the last year, some friends I've had since I was in sixth grade, fifth grade. Mm-hmm. I gave one to Perry Wally here at the station, general manager, one to Glenner Anderson, his wife Maria, the program manager, and one to Melissa Burnett. She covers for me a lot.
Right.
So they helped me out here, so they mm-hmm. all got one.
Yep.
It's
definitely a nice thing to do. And I have to say, so at the office, we've been getting lots of gift baskets and lots of sweets, which normally I don't really, but I think it's 30 below. You need more calories. I'm consuming everything that comes in the door. Just jam. Cookies, candy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, oh, what the heck? It only once a year.
Yeah, well, someone better deliver some beer. There's some calories there. Yeah. And I'm not talking light beer. I'm talking about some IPA from the hoodoo.
Yeah, I think one of the title companies used to always drop off a bottle of really nice champagne, but I think they quit doing that.
Yeah, that was UConn.
It was UConn. That
when
was
Roger
always nice.
Owned it, yeah.
Yeah, nice bottle of champagne yeah. every year. That was always welcomed.
Yeah. He's missed.
Yes.
He's missed.
Yes.
So where do you like dining in the winter when it's 30 below?
Well,
in December, when there's not much sunlight out.
Well, I know this is not physiologically true, but when it gets cold and dark, I swear I just eat more. I just feel like I consume more calories. And so I've been doing some lunches lately. And so I'm like Brewster's cookie jar. I get breakfast, like country fried steak and eggs. Brewster's, I did a...
You're going for the gold, girl.
Oh, yeah, going for the gold. Fat grams and all.
Wow.
I know.
You and Chick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do lunch every Friday, so we alternate between. We've been alternating between Brewster's and Cookie Jar, and I figure if you're going to go out, you may as well have to do stuff that you don't do at home. Which I've never made chicken fried steak in my life or country fried steak, and I'm not the best burger maker either. So I do that. Lots of calories.
Since the Pump House started their brunch again, the Sunday brunch, I've been there twice.
Oh, is it good?
Very good. Good recommendation.
And I was just there for dinner last week.
Yeah.
And excellent food, because I think Benny from
Pagoda.
From Pagoda is one of the owner, part
yep.
owner now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Food was excellent. Excellent yep. dinners. I've been there twice in the last 2 months. Very, very good dinners.
We had our radio station Christmas party out there, and it was just a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
We had it back in the pool table section with the mm-hmm. shuffleboard.
Yeah.
And we very good food. They had nice prime rib for us and the fixings. And everyone just, you heard joyful noise,
mm-hmm,
joyful
mm-hmm,
noise. Mm-hmm. Then they had the gift exchange.
Oh, did you guys do the goof? Do you do like the goofy white elephant thing?
Oh, no, this was more of, he had these blow up dice.
Uh-huh.
And he had this, if it rolls one, you got to do this. If it rolls two, you got to do this. Uh-huh. Rolls number three, you got to do this.
Right.
It might be one person who's just rolling or everyone passed their gift to the left.
Oh.
And everyone changed about seven times. And then rule number three, on rule number three,
uh-huh.
give your change gifts with the person with the shortest hair.
Oh,
and that was me. I was used and abused.
Boy, that wouldn't have been me.
But I'd give, I'd just give everyone a great big hug, we'd jump up and down and,
Actually, I love those gift exchanges, actually. I just think they're just kind of fun.
And this was Perry Wally's idea. It worked,
Uh-huh.
It worked. And, it ended with the last person, rolling the dice and seeing what happened. Because you never knew, what you're going to start with and what you're going to stop with. And it was just a lot of fun. It's a great way to do it. So kudos to Perry Wally, general manager,
mm-hmm.
the radio station here, sucking up to the boss. Hey. Yes, I am. Yeah. You know, police officers, when mm-hmm. you're going to get the food, learn from me. Learn from me. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can do it on the arts, even better.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So that is about the Pump House. I've always enjoyed it. I like sitting in the Senator's Saloon and the sitting on one of the couches.
Yeah, they're nice there.
Just relaxing, and you can order their best steak there or nothing.
Yeah.
You can have a coffee. You can have a coffee with a cocktail in it. Mm-hmm. You can have whatever you want.
Yeah. The only thing I will say is that I was surprised that both times I went for dinner, at least, they definitely recommended reservations, and they were necessary. So, yes. Which is a good thing for them, doing great business. But, you know, like on a Saturday night, we couldn't even get a reservation until like 7:30. And I'm like, really? It's like halfway
past
my bed.
You're getting popular again. Yeah. Come on. Exactly. What about the old days? You just walk in here and you take a look around. There's no one here. Oh, yeah, I'll sit over there. I want a window seat.
Exactly.
I know. Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It really is. Mm-hmm. And another place that I enjoyed going to was the Pagoda out in North Pole.
I like it.
You know, whenever I feel the need for good Chinese food in Fairbanks, I go out there. And they have the restaurant, but I like sitting in the bar. Mm-hmm. You know, I like sitting in the bar. It's more festive for me.
Yes.
It's just more higher ceiling, brighter, newer. Mm-hmm. TV's going.
Yep. Very good food, though. I don't think I usually went there. It made that TV show Divers Dine, you know.
Diners, Dives, and Dives?
Yeah. And I thought, oh, that was interesting. That actually, and the two dishes that he sampled, Guy Fieri did, I actually thought, well, I'm going to try those two dishes. So I actually went out there and tried both that he recommended.
I was on Diners, Dives, and
Dives. You were?
Yeah. It was last year. excuse me. I just got done with a radio show here, KFAR Problem Corner. Uh-huh. And Frank Eagle gives me a call. And he goes, they're doing Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. It's over at the Mine Diner over there off the old Steese Highway in this parking lot. They were basically doing food trucks, you know.
Oh.
And so I go, yeah, okay, I'll go over there. It's October. It's like, you know, first part mid-October. And I go over there, and you can see everyone associated with the crew because they're in Arctic gear.
And we're still in T-shirts.
Yes, yeah, so I'm in a sport coat. So I get out of my car, and all of a sudden, the production manager comes running up to me, sign this. You know, she doesn't even ask me who I am, what my name is, or anything. And so they sit me down. I'm sitting right across from Matt McCoy. And I grew up with Matt's dad, John, and he's a bartender and waiter and everything at some of the different, really fine person. Mm-hmm. So me and him were talking, and they bring out these pretzels, these soft bread pretzels, and one has salt on it, and one has the mustard on it baked in. So Matt has the one with the salt on it, and so he gives a very good description. Guy Fieri comes out, we're having it, and then all of a sudden Guy comes out for our, you know, 30 seconds of fame, so to speak.
Right.
And so Matt goes first, and Matt's saying, oh, I like the plain one, the one that he had, and this is why he gave a very, very good description. Mm-hmm. So then Guy goes to me, which one did you like? I go both ways. And you saw him, he put his head down laughing, and I'm going to myself, they'll never use this, and they will never use this. And right over Christmas, they used it.
Oh,
I start getting phone calls from all my friends last Christmas. I saw you on Diners, Drive-Ins, and I go, oh, no. Well, it was all about the pretzel.
It was
soft pretzel. Yeah, I go both ways on soft pretzel, yes.
Oh, yeah. Plain salt or mustard
but
flavor.
But just the way he looked and that smile that he has that came out.
Yeah.
And he just put his head down and started laughing. And they got it all on film.
Wow.
And then I told him how I liked I enjoyed the mustard baked in on the pretzel. So so I've been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Wow. I think,
Chef Dave.
Chef Dave. Well, there you go.
I know. Well, Fairbanks, that is our show. I hope you all have a great Christmas tomorrow. Enjoy yourself. Be with family. Be with friends. You're in Fairbanks. Appreciate the day. Appreciate where you're at. I'm with Nadine here. Appreciate her all the time. We laugh. We enjoy ourselves.
Yes.
We have good food.
We do.
So Fairbanks, you have a great day. Nadine, as always, thank you.
You're welcome, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.